Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. In these teachings, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. In just a little while, we're going to tell you about a one-of-a-kind resource that will help you draw closer to Jesus. It's called the Journey with Jesus Deluxe Gift Book. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 1-800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Temptation.
Now, there are three dramatic benefits for sharing your temptations with a person or a small group of people who can pray for you. You need to write these down. Three benefits. Number one, the first benefit is it helps you gain control. Talking about any problem always helps you gain control over it. Just even talking about it gives you a semblance of control for that problem. Let me say it in the opposite way. If you have a hurt, or you've got a hang up, or you've got a secret sin in your life, and you can't talk about it to anybody, it's out of control. Because you can't even talk about it. So it's so much bigger than it really is because you don't talk about it. The second benefit is that it relieves inner stress. When you reveal your hurt, reveal your habit, reveal your hang-up, reveal your fear to a friend, it's liberating. And when you get in a small group, or like a support group or recovery group, and you begin to share your real self, who you really are, you know what you find out? You start finding out as they share their issues, you go, I didn't know anybody else ever felt like that. I just thought I was the only one who had ever felt that way. You see, some of you think, well, I can't share this because Christians aren't supposed to struggle with this. Who said? Who said? You say, well, Christians aren't supposed to struggle with this problem. Who said? Christian, you don't stop being a human being when you become a believer. Listen, the problems of unbelievers and believers are identical. The only difference is believers have a source of power greater than themselves to work on it, and unbelievers don't. In this group here today, probably every problem and every sin known to man is sitting in a chair right there. Either it's in your life or in somebody next to you. Why? Because we're all in the same boat. It's called humanity. So if there is no sin, quote, that Christians don't struggle with. What we need to do is just be honest about that and say, yeah, we're struggling with this, and let's get help. And that's why we have this parade of testimonies sharing, and we've gone through the gamut, as you know, of people not getting up here saying, well, thank God, my life's perfect. I haven't sinned in 30 years. The third benefit is that it provides support and accountability. And you have to have both of those in order to be healed of a habit or a hang-up or a hurt. You need support and you need accountability. Now, there is somebody here in this audience, and I don't know who this is for, but I do know God wants me to say this. Somebody here has a secret sin. And you know what it is, and I don't, but you know what it is. And you're hiding it, and you have thought this. I'm not going to share it with anybody, but I'm just going to discreetly fix it myself. And then once it's fixed, then I can tell a story about how God helped me after it's all over. But I don't want to share my problem with anybody right now because it would be too embarrassing. And so I'm not going to tell anybody about my secret sin because I'm a Christian and Christians shouldn't have this sin. And so I'm just going to fix it myself. And this is what God wants to say to you. You're not going to get well. You're not going to get well. Did you hear that? You're not going to get well. You're not going to get better on your own. You haven't, and you're not going to. You may as well quit fooling yourself, quit kidding yourself. You need other people to help you get out of it. and you're not going to get well, never, on your own. You say, but if I admit this to a person, that's humbling. You bet it is. And the Bible says God gives grace to the humble. Grace is the power you need to change. And as long as you're on a prideful, insecure trip that says, I can't let anybody see that I'm not perfect, you're not going to get well. You need somebody to help you walk through it. Preferably somebody who's already been through it or is just a step ahead.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com.
As Jesus made his way to Calvary on the road called the Via Dolorosa, which translates to the Way of Suffering, there were 15 stops he made along the way, which hold tremendous significance for every Christian. Since many of us may not be able to travel to Jerusalem to visit this place, Pastor Rick Warren has created a beautifully illustrated book called Journey with Jesus that will give you a way to celebrate, reflect, and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. This book is stunning. It has a soft vegan leather cover and is filled with beautiful glossy photographs and colored mosaics that depict the sacrificial journey Jesus made to save us from our sins. The narrative will give you deep biblical insight into the most important event in human history. This powerful resource makes a meaningful gift. It is only available through Daily Hope, and we'll send it to you when you support this ministry with a financial gift. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Once you have admitted your area of temptation to a friend, to a support group, to a recovery group, whatever, you're ready for step five. Avoid tempting situations. Now, you know, it's just common sense, folks, that if you hang around a barber shop long enough, you're eventually going to get a haircut. If you don't want to get stung, stay away from the bees. If you don't want to get burned, don't get close to the fire. If you don't want to fall off the cliff, don't hang over the ledge. You go, wow, it's a long way down. The goal is not how close to the temptation can I get and not get burned. It's the goal is how far away can I keep from it? Look at this verse, Proverbs 14:16. A wise man turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. A fool goes, I can handle this. Who are you kidding? You don't go to a bar just to eat pretzels. So you need to do a little frank assessment, and you need to analyze when and where am I most tempted? When am I most vulnerable? Where am I most vulnerable? And then real simple, stay away from those situations as much as you can or minimize them. Where am I most tempted? Is it in airports? Is it on business trips? Is it at home when I'm alone and all the kids are off to school? Is it after school? Is it in a parked car? Is it during the weekends? Is it when I'm watching television? You need to be aware of the situations that cause you to stumble and then avoid those things. Just stay away from them. Look at this next verse. Psalm 119:59 says, I thought about the wrong direction in which I was headed, and I turned around and came running back to you. Now, that's a good verse to carry in your wallet. I thought about the wrong direction I was heading, and I turned around and came running back to you. The Bible says, run from temptation. Flee it. It means if you have to physically remove yourself, do it. Did you hear what John did? He saw the beer. He's sitting there. He didn't sit there going, my, that's nice. It says he got up and went into the house and got a Coke. And that's what you need to do. You run from it. You don't stay around. And when you're tempted, you just get up and change the channel. Or you take a shower, or you turn on the music, or you go for a walk, or you read the Bible, or you call a Christian friend who's in your support group. You do something to break the spell. Let me just give you some practical advice. Don't ever try to argue with the devil. You'll lose. You'll lose every time. Because he's had thousands of years thinking up lines to counter anything you can come up with. So don't rationalize it, don't justify it, don't argue it. Don't, when you are being tempted, the key thing to do is to break the focus. You don't look at the cookies and say, I don't want them, I don't want them, I don't want them, I don't want, I really am not hungry. Who are you kidding? What you do is you got to turn around. And the key is not, listen, the more you fight a feeling, the harder it gets. The stronger it becomes in your life. The more you fight a feeling, the more it grows in intensity. When you go, I don't. What are you doing the whole time you're saying you don't? You're focusing on the thing you don't want. The key is to just switch your mind and refocus and avoid the situation. Let me give you another verse. You can write this down. Ephesians 4:27. It says, don't give the devil a foothold. What that means is when temptation calls you on the phone, you just drop the receiver. Just be rude to the devil. Okay? When temptation calls you on the phone, you don't try to argue. You just drop the receiver and go do something else. Number six. The sixth step is to affirm God's word. Claim the promises of God that he has given in his word about temptation. And everybody here ought to memorize 1 Corinthians 10:13. Look at this. Let's read it together. God will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. Now, I've had many people tell me, you know, Rick, I couldn't help myself. If you had been in the situation, you would have understood. It was absolutely impossible to resist. I had no choice but to give in. And whenever I hear anybody say that, I want to say to them, well, you know what you're doing? You're calling God a liar. Are you calling him a liar? You say, well, I had no choice. I had to give in to that temptation. Well, God says he'll always make a way out. It may be tough. It may be difficult. It may be painful. It might even be embarrassing. But there will always be a way out. And you cannot legitimately say, I had no choice but to give in. Because you did have a choice. God makes sure that that is his promise. Now, Satan is constantly battling for your mind. That's where the battle happens, up here. As I said, when God gives us an idea, it's inspiration. When the devil gives us an idea, it's temptation. And you're choosing every day which thoughts you're going to dwell on. Good thoughts or bad thoughts? God's thoughts or the devil's thoughts? And so you need to change your mind by replacing the temptation with truth. Replace temptation with truth. Where is truth? It's right here in this book. Now, the Bible says that you need to resist the devil. How do you do that? By preparing for the temptation. Notice this next verse, Ephesians 6:17. Accept salvation from God to be your helmet and receive the word of God to use as a sword. He's saying you got to get ready for battle. You got to have on the proper armor and you got to have the proper weapons. Now it says that there are two things you need to do in order to handle temptation. Notice, first it says, how do you prepare for the war, for the battle in your mind? First, salvation's the first step. Accept salvation from God to be your helmet. What's a helmet do? It protects your mind. When you put on a helmet, it protects your head. And that's where the battle's going on. Now I want to tell you, before you can say no to the devil, you have to learn to say yes to Jesus Christ. Because you got to have his power. That's called salvation. And I want to also say to you that if you've never opened up your mind to Jesus Christ, your heart and mind, and said, come in and be my Savior, then you are absolutely defenseless against the devil. You have no weapon at all. You have no protection at all for evil thoughts, ugly thoughts, harmful thoughts. You don't have a chance of resisting him because you don't have the power. You don't have the helmet on. That's salvation. So you need to first say, Jesus Christ, come into my life and give me your power. Then number two, it says, you need to receive his word to use as a sword. Now, this is the antidote to temptation. Truth is always the antidote. And this is your sword, the Bible. But a sword is worthless unless you get it here in your mind. I mean, you can have your Bible on the coffee table at home. And when you're over here at work and you start to be tempted, what good is that going to do you? Nothing. No good at all. And so you need to get somehow that truth that's in that book up here in your mind. Now, this is the most important thing I'm going to say to you today. Without a doubt, the single most effective tool in combating temptation is to memorize Scripture. You need to get some Bible verses, write them down on little cards, and start making an habitual, intentional memorization program. If you got a problem about worry, you need to memorize Philippians 4, 6 to 8. Don't worry about anything, but in everything with prayer, make your requests be known to God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. If you're having a problem resisting something, you memorize Philippians 4, 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You memorize all those wonderful verses in Psalm 119, like, how shall a young man keep his ways pure? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Or thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. If you don't have any verses memorized up here, you've got no bullets in your gun. And when the devil comes along and he starts saying, yeah, but everybody's doing it, what are you going to counter it with? He's not afraid of your opinion, but he does respect the truth. And it is the sword of God that you use. But it only becomes a sword when you memorize it. When Jesus was tempted, he's God. And the devil tempted him. Every temptation in Matthew 3, he turned around and quoted a scripture back. Why? To show us how to resist the devil. You quote verses back. And I would suggest you set up a goal of, you know, maybe a verse a week. If that's too much, start on a verse a month. Write them on little cards and put them up on your visor in your car. And every time you come to a red light, flip it down and read that verse. You read it about 10 times, you'll have it memorized. You keep reading it till the guy behind you honks, you flip it up and you go forward. Fill your mind with the Word of God, because it is the truth that sets you free. Not opinions, but the truth. Now, if you've been headed in the wrong direction, I want to challenge you to follow again this verse of Psalm 119. I thought about the wrong direction in which I was headed, and I turned around and came running back to you. Run back to God today, okay? Run back to God today. He's not going to shame you. When you come and you say, God, I got this problem, he already knows what it is. And I'm so embarrassed, and I'm so ashamed, and I feel so guilty about it. It's okay. He welcomes you with open arms and loving arms. Come to him for salvation and for his word. You see, I didn't finish reading that letter I had earlier that Paul wrote. Let me read you the rest of it. Here's the rest of the story. Paul had said, I've tried everything and nothing helps. I'm at the end of my rope. Is there no one who can do anything for me? Isn't that the real question? Well, the next verse says this. The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does help. He acted to set things right in this life of contradictions, where I want to serve God with all my heart, but I'm pulled by the influence of sin to do something totally different. Here's the good news. We no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud of condemnation. There's no condemnation. A new power is in operation. The spirit life in Christ has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and temptation. God went for the jugular when he sent his own son, he didn't deal with your problem as something remote or unimportant. In his son Jesus, he personally took on the human condition. He entered the disordered mess of struggling humanity. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? Describes us. The disordered mess of struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. Romans 8, 1 to 4. Would you pray this prayer? Dear Jesus Christ, I want to accept responsibility for the temptations that I've been giving into in my life. I'm going to stop making excuses, stop blaming, stop downplaying their significance, and admit the failures in my life. I ask you for help. I thank you, Jesus Christ, that you understand what I'm going through because you faced those temptations. And today I'm calling on you for help. Would you give me the courage to admit my struggle to a friend or a group of friends in a small group, a support group? I know that I need to be honest with other people so that I may be healed. Give me that courage to take the first step. And help me to avoid tempting situations, to run from them. And most of all, help me to fill my mind with your word. I want to learn to memorize Bible verses that will help me when temptations come. If you've never done so, would you say, Jesus Christ, I want to accept your salvation today. I want to put on the helmet that'll protect my mind. And I ask you to come into my heart and life and save me and forgive me and help me start a brand new life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord. And you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you missed anything or would like to find out more about this ministry, just go to PastorRick.com. Here's Rick to tell you about a very special gift edition book called Journey with Jesus.
Every year, Christians from all over the world remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ by traveling to Jerusalem, where they walk the path that Jesus took on the way to the cross. That path is called the Via Dolorosa, which literally means the way of suffering. I want to suggest a way for you to celebrate and reflect on and pray about what Jesus did for you on the cross. So I've created a brand new one-of-a-kind resource that will take you through the 15 stops that the Bible tells us Jesus took on the road to Calvary and his death on the cross. Now, we're calling this resource Journey with Jesus. Journey with Jesus is a deluxe hardcover gift edition book that's illustrated with really beautiful photos, high-quality glossy photos of mosaic tile artwork that reflect each of the stops that Jesus made on his journey to the cross. You're not ever going to forget this gift. It's a great gift book to keep and to study over and over again, and it'd make a great gift for your family and your friends, too. This gift book is available when you donate to Daily Hope this month.
We'll send you Journey with Jesus as our way of saying thanks when you support this ministry with a financial gift. You want to get extra copies to give as gifts to your friends and family members. This one-of-a-kind resource is only available through Daily Hope. Quantities are limited, so be sure to get yours today. Call 800-600-5004 to support Daily Hope, and we'll send you this powerful resource. Or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 800-600-5004, or just visit PastorRick.com. Today is the last day to get this great study tool, so don't wait. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.